So this is Act 2 of Lalita Madhava, Scene 1. So Vrinda Devi enters and she's looking up at the sky. And she notices that the moon has become very dim and now desires to rest on the western horizon. She sees that the planet Jupiter has faded and his friends, the stars, have become very faint and are beginning to disappear. She understands that night is now about to end. She's walking backwards and forwards and she can hear the sound of the churning of butter and yogurt in the village. She says, this sound must penetrate within the inner rooms of the demigod cities and remind them of the festive churning of the milk ocean. Then looking here and there, she sees that the different gopis. She sees that Malati is very carefully churning the butter and decorating the courtyard with splashing foam. Then she sees that Pali is just now returning in the early morning. She has her head very carefully covered. She's looking very shy as she carefully tries to make her way back to her house in the early morning. Then she sees Shyamala, who is returning to her house, and she's wearing the beautiful garland of Krishna. And she understands that Shyamala has been very fortunate because she has met Krishna. And then she sees Padma, and Padma's looking very beautiful. Her lipstick is very nice. Her braids are very neat, and she understands, oh, poor Padma, Krishna did not come. So then she is looking like this at the different activities that are taking place in the early morning in Vrindavan. But from behind the scenes comes a voice. This voice says, my heart is filled with anguish that burns like a host of fiery torches. I lay down to sleep, but I could not sleep a wink. It is only with great difficulty that somehow I have survived this night. Vrinda listens. Why is noble Purnamasi coming here? Purnamasi enters and says the same thing. And she's looking for Vrinda. Where is Vrinda? And then she sees Vrinda. Oh, I have found her. Vrinda says, noble lady, why are you so unhappy? And Purnamasi tells her that Uddhava had come from Mathura and told her the latest news. He had told her that King Kamsa had called for Arista and Kesi and sent them to Vrindavan and told them, please, there is a small divine boy there. I want you to try to kill him and carefully investigate whether or not this is the child that's supposed to kill me. Vrinda says, then what happened? Purnamasi says that Kesi came to Vrindavan and he saw the beauty of Radha and Krishna. Then he returned and described this to Kamsa, and now Kamsa has decided to invade Gokul and kidnap Radha. Vrinda is very frightened. Purnamasi says, Aristasura then advised Kamsa to marry Radha, and the fearless Kamsa sent his intimate friend, a wicked yaksha called Shankachuda, to kidnap her. Vrinda becomes very frightened, thinking what would happen if any demon would touch Srimati Radharani. If wonderful, unfortunate Radha is kidnapped, that will bring constant, unparalleled pain, not only to me, but also to the entire world. Then Kundalata enters. Remember, Kundalata is Krishna's young cousin. She says, oh, noble lady, I have seen something very wonderful. I have seen a great wonder. Purnamasi, what is the wonder? Kundalata, just near Govardhan Mala's house, I just now saw the brilliantly shining sun god. Vrinda, Oh, noble lady, do not worry. Because of Radha's constant worship and because of his friendship with Maharaj Vrishabhanu, the sun god has come here to protect her. No, says Purnamasi, this is not the sun god. This must be the yaksha sent by Kamsa. Kundalata, but this person is so effulgent that the light coming from him pains my eyes and makes it very difficult to see. It cannot be a yaksha, Purnamasi. That light is not the natural effulgence of his body. It comes from another thing. Kundalata, what other thing? Purnamasi, from the jewel on his crown. Vrinda, where did he get such a splendid jewel? Purnamasi, he was the leader of the guards watching Kuvera's treasury. He liked that jewel, so he stole it. Vrinda, today is Sunday. Radha will certainly go to the temple of the sun god. You should forbid her to go. Kundalata, she left for the temple a long time ago. Purnamasi, Kundalata, quickly bring Krishna to Radha's side and I will go and get Balaram. And then Purnamasi exits with Vrinda. And that is the end of scene one. Scene two, the sun god's temple. Kundalata says, oh, here comes Radha with Jyotila, Lalita and Vishakha. So Radha is thinking, now I'm going to the sun god's temple. I will not be able to see Krishna here. Kundalata says, it is certainly very auspicious that you have met us here this morning. And Jyotila, in very angry mood, says, restless girl, do not call Radha Radha, because of course Jyotila is always, as mother-in-law, she's trying to protect Radha from Krishna. Do not say Radha Radha, Krishna will hear you and come here. Lalita says playfully, well said, noble lady. Jyotila says, Lalita, you stay here. I will go ahead and I will prepare everything at the temple. Then Radha says to Kundalata, Kundalata, do you know where your cousin is, who is very difficult for girls like me even to see once? Do you know where he is now? Kundalata is teasing Radha and says, greedy girl, day and night you enjoy pastimes with him, and still you long to see him. Radha, in that mood, as I was explaining, that she never remembers that she has ever seen Krishna, she is saying, don't be so cruel to me. You cannot understand my suffering. What is the use of longing to obtain the unobtainable? Oh, Kundalata, please be kind to me. Be kind. Place on this unhappy, unfortunate girl a sidelong glance from the same left eye that you used to drink the nectar moonlight of looking at Krishna. Kundalata looks at her as if she's joking, and she said, what is the use of talking to you? And then she goes and says to Jyotila, oh, noble lady, why did you not arrange in advance for a Brahmin to perform the worship ceremony of the sun god? Jyotila, you speak right. Please, you go and find one. You fetch an expert Brahmana. Kundalata says, as the noble lady speaks, so I shall act. And very quickly she goes off. Then Lalita says, look, Jyotila has already opened up the temple. Bow down, Radha, before the sun god. And Radha says, oh, my lord, please grant my desire. Then, as Radha is standing there, dressed as a beautiful young Brahmin boy, you can guess who appears. Krishna comes, enters the scene with Madhu Mangal by his side, playful Madhu Mangal, and Krishna secretly glances a quick look at Radha. And then he is thinking how beautiful she is. And Radha looks at the Brahmin boy and she thinks, oh, who is this beautiful young man? He's so beautiful. Where did he come from? And then she thinks, oh my goodness, I have become mad. Look, I'm looking at this brahmachari like this. I'm thinking what a beautiful young man this brahmachari is. My heart has become wounded. The only atonement for this great sin for me is I should enter a blazing fire. And she's feeling very disturbed. Then Lalita said, "You speak the truth. His complexion is just like Krishna's. Maybe that is what bewildered you." And then Radha looks again and she says, "This person must be Krishna in disguise. Otherwise, why would my heart melt in this way? Only Krishna makes my heart melt with love." And Vishakha says, "This is Krishna." So then Kundalata introduces this well-disguised Krishna Brahmana to elderly Jyotila and says, "Look, Jyotila, here are two Brahmanas, both very learned in the scriptures." Mada Mangal says, "O Jyotila, I am expert in the worship of the sun god. But first, however, you must pay me in kandu ladu candies." Because Mada Mangal is very talkative and playful and funny. Jyotila says, "O fickle Brahmana, I know you. You are Krishna's friend. Go away. This handsome, dark-complexioned brahmachari, he alone will direct my girl's worship of the sun god." Krishna cleverly says, "O elderly gopi, this wicked gopa prince Krishna is notorious in the city. So how is it possible for a Brahmin to be his friend? The right thing to do is that if this Brahmin is his friend, we should throw him out immediately." Jyotila feels pacified and she says, "O noble boy, please immediately offer the water to the sun god." So Krishna looks at Radha and he says, "O beautiful, auspicious girl, what is your name?" And Jyotila says in his ear, "Please don't talk in this way." Krishna says, "Oh," as if surprised. He says, "Indeed, she is very pious." He says, "Her chaste devotion to her husband is very famous." Jyotila says, "Yes. The good reputation of all of Gokul is protected by my girl Radha alone." Krishna says to Radha, "O chaste young girl, please take this copper ball and I will chant the mantra." So Radha picks up the bowl and she's holding the bowl to offer to the sun god. And Krishna chants a mantra. The mantra says, there's double meaning to this mantra, but the immediate understanding of the mantra is this: "O worshipable sun god, I humbly worship you. O moving eye that nourishes those beneath you, please grant the treasure of your bending sidelong glance to this poor person. I offer my respectful obeisances to you." And Jyotila listens to this mantra. Now this has a very amorous meaning also, and the gopis immediately heard the other meaning and they began to look very embarrassed and giggle a little bit. But Jyotila heard the first meaning and she says, "Kundalata, what kind of never-before-heard mantra does this brahmachari chant?" And Mada Mangal laughs out loud. He laughs so loud and he says, "Oh, elderly lady, considered intelligent amongst the cowherd women, you may know about the riri songs of the gopis, but what do you know about our Vedas? Listen. This mantra, which brings auspiciousness to young girls, is found in the third chapter of the Kusuma Savi Saka of the Vedas." So he makes up this name, which has an amorous meaning as well, and all the gopis start to laugh. Jyotila becomes very embarrassed that she doesn't know the Vedas, and she says, "Of course, so be it, yes, yes. Please, please, you just nicely worship the sun god so that my son may become the master of millions and millions of cows." Krishna says, "O fortunate girl, now you have worshipped the deity, you should offer water to the sun planet shining in the sky." So Radha does that. And then he says, He looks at her and he finishes off the worship and he says, "Now please offer to your worshipful deity some beautiful red Sumana flowers." So Radha offers flowers. Then Madan Mangal says, "Jyotila, sweet candies cooked in ghee should now be given as an offering to the priests. We have carefully recited the mantras without making any mistakes." He wants his candies. Krishna says, "Oh, hungry, talkative brahmachari, stop. The friendship of the residents of Gokul is the only payment that I require." Jyotila says to Madan Mangal, "O king of brahmacharis, you come immediately to my house, and there you may enjoy a delicious feast which I will give to all the brahmanas. And after that, I will give you my jeweled ring." So Madan Mangal becomes very happy. And he says, "I bless you. I will give you my Brahman blessing because you are so kind, that you will become the mother of many sons." And Jyotila is very pleased with this blessing. So Krishna says, "O elderly lady, please feed this brahmachari, and I will go instead to Purnamasi and tell her what my spiritual master Garga Muni told me." Kundalata says, "What was that?" Krishna says, "Purnamasi, this is what he said. I have heard that Purnamasi has said, your beloved Radha is now in grave danger. She should be protected by chanting demon-killing mantras under a Kalpataru tree." So Kundalata, as if concealing anguish, she says, "Oh, noble lady, there is a tree right here. So you go and feed the brahmachari, and we will guard your daughter-in-law Radha here with this disciple of Garga Muni." Jyotila is very happy and she takes Madan Mangal and she leaves. Then Kundalata says to Radha, "Just see, I have now fulfilled your very difficult to attain request, because now Radha and Krishna are peacefully together." Radha looks at Kundalata and said, "What was the request?" And then Kundalata says, "Why do you frown? I speak of your successful worship of the sun god." And Kundalata, Krishna says, "Kundalata, make this girl give me some dakshin." And so then a very sweet exchange of argument takes place between the two of them. Then Radha is speaking very sweetly to Radha when suddenly there's a sound from off stage. And this sound from off stage is a voice that says, "O lotus-eyed Krishna, it is very hard to do when you are so far away." And Krishna says, "What? What is very hard to do?" And again the voice says, "Even though the cowherd boys have worked very hard searching for the cows." And then it stops. Krishna says, "Oh, Lalita, that is the cowherd boys. They are searching to bring home the cows. Please have my beloved Radha wait here on this jeweled throne and I will come right back." So he goes. Lalita says, "Go very quickly and come back." So Krishna leaves. Then Radha is waiting for Krishna, seated on a very beautiful throne underneath the Kalpadruma tree. And Krishna comes back. When Krishna comes back, Radha and Krishna, again, they are exchanging very sweet words together. And as Krishna is becoming more and more sweetly exchanging with Radha, all of a sudden, who should appear on the scene but Mukhara? Mukhara is Srimati Radharani's grandmother. But before Mukhara comes from the other side of the stage, Shankasuda enters, the demon who is actually interested in kidnapping the Srimati Radharani. And from the side, hiding among the vines, he says, "This girl on the jeweled throne looks just like the girl described to me. I know that now is my chance, so now I will do my work." So he's waiting on the side. Meanwhile, Krishna is speaking with Radha. And a voice from behind the scene on the other side, this is Mukhara. She says, "Radha, where have you been for such a long time?" And Krishna says, "Oh no, Mukhara is coming, because she will disturb their sweet exchange." Mukhara enters and she sees Radha and Krishna before her. She says, "This is a great misfortune. Why has this Kalpa Vriksha Lata, this beautiful desire vine of Radha, abandoned a sandalwood tree," meaning Abhimanyu, "to rest on a castor oil plant," meaning Krishna? "My child, you have become..." Now Mukhara is very elderly. She's Radharani's grandmother. She's also always trying to keep Radha and Krishna apart. And she hasn't got very good eyesight. So she says, "You have become like a pet doe, a baby deer, to this crest jewel of debauchees, this terrible person, Krishna." And Lalita plays a trick on her and says, "Oh, noble lady, look, this Krishna has tricked us and made fun of us." And she thinks, oh, they didn't know it was Krishna. So then she gets angry at Krishna and she says, "Why are you doing this? You should stop. You should stop." And she's looking at Krishna and Krishna thinks to himself, "This old lady is very harsh. For this reason, I will hide." So he disappears. But Mukhara can't tell where he is. If he's there, he's not there, she can't tell. So she catches the Lalita and she says, "Lalita, you chase him. Chase that rascal. We should chase him." So she's got her stick and Lalita's joking too and she's saying, "Why are you fleeing? Where have you gone? Why are you running?" And Mukhara's coming along with her stick. And Mukhara reaches the grove and she says, "Ah, we have caught you." Krishna thinks, "How will this almost blind lady see me in this dense darkness?" And Mukhara says, "I have caught you," but she's looking here and there because she actually can't see in the darkness of the forest. And Krishna says, "The old lady has seen a flower floating in the sky." Mukhara admits it. "This is very, it's very dark in here." She's looking for Krishna. She says, "Now I've got you. Ha! But I see that you can assume many different forms. It's true what Purnamasi told me. Sometimes you assume a form like Nrisinga and Varaha. And right now, you've assumed this form like a terrifying demon with a brilliant light. This form that you've assumed is very frightening to me." And Shankarachuta thinks, oh, this is very good. Because he has escaped notice, he says, "By good luck, I have escaped the gaze of that boy who was the personification of all-powerful heroes." And he slips away. All the gopis, seeing the demon, they say, "Noble lady, save us, save us." And Mukhara says, "Krishna, this is not right. You should not act like this." And Lalita says, "Foolish lady, this is not Krishna, this is a demon." Shankarachuta, "In order to fulfill my unfulfilled desire for my dear friend Kamsa, I will grab the hair of this lotus-like girl on this throne and drag her away." So he grabs Radha's hair and drags her away. All the gopis begin to cry and call out for Krishna. Then Krishna comes back and laments and he says, "Eager with hundreds of desires, I brought you to this place deep in the Vrindavan forest. Oh, beautiful one, why has cruel fate, appearing as this tricky demon, now carried you far away?" But then he says to the old lady, he says, "Noble lady, do not fear. I will go and rescue her." Mukhara is now crying and crying because the demon has taken Radha. And she says, "Oh, moon-faced boy, may victory attend you." So Krishna, with very chivalrous pride, he says to the demon, "Oh, wicked demon, offensive to Sri Radha, I feel great pain because I cannot spend eternity torturing you. The wicked black night of death now chases you, covering you with its limbs. How will I torture you forever if you merely die?" And Krishna races off to save Radha. Now Kundalata describes what takes place. She says, "Look, the demon has abandoned Radha and is now going to fight with Krishna." And a voice from behind the scenes says, "What is Krishna, as handsome as Kamadev and delicate as a new tamal tree, in comparison to this horrible Yaksha giant, whose arms are so powerful? Alas, O Queen of Braj Yasoda, we cannot imagine how you must be suffering now. And hearing this, everyone becomes full of grief. But then Purnamasi opens the curtain and enters and says, Lalita, do not be unhappy. Know that this demon is a spark soon to be extinguished. And then they hear how Shankarchuda has been killed by Krishna, and the effulgent jewel that he wears on his head has been taken by Krishna. Then Purnamasi says, Krishna attacked the demon, angrily threw his crown to the ground, and was praised by the demigod showering flowers. And now Balaram and all of his friends have come there. Purnamasi says, just see, Krishna has now given this regal, beautiful jewel that made this horrible demon look so effulgent like the sun god. He has given this beautiful jewel to Balaram. Lalita says, but look, after sending all his friends away, Krishna now alone approaches Radha. So then Mukhara comes in, because Krishna, his face is covered in perspiration, and he has approached Radha. So Mukhara, with both her hands, she's wiping the perspiration from Krishna's brow. And she says, by the will of providence, O hero, you have protected beautiful Radha. Madamangal comes and says, Balaram has now given the regal jewel to Radha. Krishna says, this jewel is as good as the Kustava jewel. It is the best of all jewels. It is very proper that it be placed on Radha's necklace. And Lalita said, it will be done as you have said. Then Krishna becomes very happy and he says, let us now visit my parents with the news of this victory over a demon. And he exits. So this is the end of chapter 2. So there's one very important thing to remember in this chapter, and that is that Radha has been given a very extraordinary jewel. This will become very important in the future. Thank you. Hare Krishna.